giving a little background by or what the purpose of this this leaching assessment program has. So it's a monitoring program for evaluation of pesticides leaching under field conditions, and that means it's a post-registration program. That is, all the pesticides that we are using within this assessment program have already been approved by the Danish Environmental Protection Agency. So what we want to do is to analyze whether these approved pesticides, when we apply them in accordance with the current regulation, might leach to the groundwater in the concentrations that exceeds the EU limit for groundwater, and that is 0.1 micrograms per liter. It has to act as an early warning system, and early warning system meaning that we want to pick up those that might cause problems before they eventually wind up in our groundwater. So a little background information. Most of you may not know what's going on in Denmark, at least concerning water. But Danish drinking water supply is highly decentralized. That means that a lot of private wells supply farmers, for instance, or people in the rural area rely on their own groundwater. So, and furthermore, there is some restrictions on how can we treat our groundwater if we are to supply cities, people living in cities. The only way that we can treat our groundwater before eventually pumping it to the consumers is by aeration. There is no chemical treatment or any other things like that. So just aerate it and then drink it. Furthermore, we rely nearly 100% on our groundwater for drinking water supply. No use of surface waters. Only during very, very dry seasons of the year there might be a need for surface water, for instance, in Copenhagen. Then we might turn to chlorination, but normally there's no chlorination of the drinking water in Denmark. And the tricky part of it is that our little country, almost 50% is used for agricultural production, and that means nearly all of this agricultural production is done by traditional or conventional farming using pesticides. This program was established by a grant given by the Danish government or the Danish parliament for establishing these monitoring sites. All of them are located on private owned farms. That means that we have to go out and make an arrangement with the farmer that we have the right to do our conduct our surveys on these fields for a long period of time. And when we selected those areas or fields, we chose two sandy soils and four loamy soils, and these fields were selected to cover some of the diversity in the precipitation within the country. Although this is a small country, there is a very large difference from the precipitation coming to the west side of the country and to the east side of the country. Each of the fields has a size of about 1 to 3 hectares, and up till now we have been applied 38 different pesticides, not on all of these sites, but if you total up, there has been used 38 pesticides on these 6 sites. This is a cross section on how the instrumentation has been on the sandy soil sites. We have a treated area, and on each site there is a buffer of a wide of not less than 3 meters wide. All our instrumentation has been done from these buffer sites, meaning that we have made no disturbances within the treated areas, for instance, introducing preferential flow pathways or something like that. So all of the instruments are situated or instrumented from the buffer and underneath the treated area. We have a very shallow groundwater table for about 3 or 4 meters depth. And this is to illustrate that the water coming on the treated area has a flow, and on this flow leaving the field, we have some monitoring wells installed as well from a depth 2 meters down to about 7 or 8 meters. The loamy soil sites have, in addition to those that you saw on the previous slide, tile drain systems installed. And these tile drain systems are confined so that they are only picking up water infiltrated within the treated area. And these tile drain systems were installed on the field many years before we started monitoring on them. That means they were perhaps 50 or 60 years old. We have then introduced horizontal wells. That means that we have made a drilling all across underneath this field in a depth of about 3.5 meters. And now there will be some slides telling you, I'm not assuming that you can read all of the names on these substances. It was just to illustrate that if you see the red color, means that we have an exceedance of the 0.1 milligrams per liter in as an average, a total average during a whole season. Over a year, we have exceeded as an average the 0.1 micrograms per liter, being that one set up by regulations by the EU. So this means that in 2001, we had 21 substances, and two of them already had exceeded the 0.1. The glyphosate and the metribuzin. Both of them are herbicides, and you can see there's a small letter behind telling which kind of a substance this is. If we go to 2002, the number of the red ones has spread a little. You have more locations where you exceed the 0.1, and there are several more where you have an average concentration on a yearly basis being below 0.1, but we have had detections of this number of substances over here. And in 2002 we had tested about 27 substances. If we go to 2003, you can see the number of the red ones increases further. These two, rimsulfuron and terpotilocine, two more weeds or herbicides. And if we go to 2004, the red ones increases. The gray one here in the bottom gets fewer and fewer. This is 2005. And this means that when we have an exceedance of 0.1, we deliver the results to the EPA, and they are to decide if they want to ban the product. And up till now, they have banned the use of metribuzin. And this one, terpotilocine, is a herbicide primarily used in maize or corn. And this is going to be banned in the near future. In 2006, we had tested 38 substances, and you can see there is detections every day, two locations. And this is now the total number of substances that has been included in our program. So the status by 2006 was that there has been found a high leaching of 11 pesticides, 9 of them being herbicides, safe use of 20 pesticides, and there are 7 pesticides that needs further evaluation. We have some within risk assessments of pesticides that I'll particularly focus on here. And this is the long-term leaching of metabolites and the macropore transport of strongly sorbed pesticides. And due to time limitations, I will look upon just one of these, that is the macropore transport of strongly sorbed pesticides. And the substance I've chosen is glyphosate, a widely used substance. It has been used on these 5 locations, and at the site of Univell, being a sandy soil, there has been no leaching. And I should tell you that this one, Univell, they have a spodic horizon with a very high content of aluminium and iron, and that means that we have a very, very high sorption capacity beneath our field, so that when the glyphosate infiltrates, or if it infiltrates, it will be attached to this aluminium or the iron. However, at Silstrup and Estrup, we have had high leaching and a leaching of exceeding the 0.1, whereas at the two other locations, loamy soils, all of these four ones, there has not been an average above the 0.1. This is a graph illustrating the, as a hanging black bars here, that's the precipitation on a daily basis. The red line is the application of the pesticide glyphosate, and the blue is the time of tillage. When was the field tilled after the application? This one is, on the first one, glyphosate. The average yearly concentration measured in the drainage water running from this field was 0.54. That means about 5.5 times the allowed amount. And even the metabolite, AMPA, was leached in excess of the 0.1. And very interesting is that even 1 year after, or actually 2 years as a whole, after the application, you can still have leaching of this metabolite, whereas that of glyphosate is very low. And that's, we assume, simply because this glyphosate is either attached to the sediments in the soil or in the soil, or it is being converted into AMPA. So here, the red line, just this is about 13th of October, and just within 3 weeks after we had sprayed the field with glyphosate, we have a concentration of about 2.1 micrograms per liter in the leachate or the drainage runoff. And if you look at all the peaks coming up here, the high one, this is this line down here, the dark line, black line, that's the measured the measured drainage flow that we measure at the outlet of this field. And if you look at the peakings or the spikes or whatever you will call them, there are 11 storm events, and these 11 storm events account for about 90% of the total leaching of glyphosate during this graph shows you that of all the samples that have been taken at the Estrup site, nearly 100% contained AMPA, although only about 25% exceeded the 0.1. And for the glyphosate, it was somewhat less of the samples that we took that had glyphosate within it. But if you look at the right-hand side of the graph, you can see that in the groundwater or beneath the drainage system, there are very few findings of this. About 70% of the precipitation or the surplus precipitation falling of this field is taken up by the drainage system. So macropore transport of strongly sorbed pesticides tells us that glyphosate and AMPA can leach. The leaching, however, is confined to the depth of the tile drains. But shallow groundwater on vulnerable soils, for instance fractured till overlaying chalk, are at risk of this type of leaching. And the leaching of the substances were negligible on the coarse sandy soil, and I explained you why. So thank you for your attention.
You said 5 minutes.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Olson. I certainly stayed at time. Are there any questions for our speaker? You mentioned that a few of the pesticides were banned after you initiated this study.
Yes.
It's the Danish authority then that's using your data to make...
Yes, we provide the EPA with this information, and of course this is not their only data that they use for issuing a ban. There is coming in information from other sources, but this system is one of the prime sources for information if they want to issue a ban. And as you saw here, that the glyphosate was found leaching above this 0.1. However, since we didn't find it in the groundwater but only in the drainage water, there is no quality goals for drainage water, they accept that glyphosate is still used within agriculture in Denmark.
Okay.
But this caused a lot of turmoil, I can tell you.
So they differentiate between shallow and deep.
Yes, they do.
Well, thank you very much for
your there's just one over there.
Laura. You said that you had more samples of the kind that exceeded 0.1 ppb. I mean, from when you started your measures in 2005. Is that attributed primarily to larger amounts of pesticide used, or did climate change, or more rainfall? What is the one?
If I'm not sure I get your question right, but.
I mean, you found more samples where the pesticide concentrations exceeded 0.1 ppb.
Yes.
I mean, from when you started up until 2005, is that mainly attributed to larger amounts of pesticide used, or is it due to any other factors such as climate change or rainfall?
I would say that it's due to the time of application and the rain events. So if you have application and there is no storm events or something like that, and since this substance glyphosate primarily, it seems to us, infiltrates through macropores, so if there is a good correlate, or if you are unlucky, the rain will come just shortly after you applied the substance and you will have more leaching. But I'm not sure, am I answering your question? I cannot tell you that. It's, well, climate varies from year to year, so I wouldn't say it's due to climatic changes on the long run.
You're not using higher amounts of pesticides today than you did 5 years ago?
No.
Okay. So it's a coincidence, that because it did appear that you were increasing over time the number of pesticides that you were observing in exceedance of that level.
Oh, you mean this long line of substances?
Yeah.
This was just to sum up which pesticides had been used within our system during these periods. So in the first year perhaps we used 20, there was some use of 20 pesticides within the first 2 years, and then after 3 years we have had 30 substances running through our system, and this is just an accumulation of the different substances that had been used.